You previously mentioned to me that your mother's a teacher, right?
Correct.
Well, that you know of, or are you aware of, has she mentioned to you anything about her thoughts on this topic?
Yeah, well, a lot of schools with the budget cuts, a lot of schools has been getting closed, and my mother being in a particularly small public school, it was rumored that her school was gonna get closed and all that, and for some time, you know, she had to start looking for other options of employment, either being in public or private schools, and furthermore, with the many privatization of other public schools, there's also the possibility that schools, instead of getting closed, they get privatized and sold to private companies, which makes them private schools. These are typically very good public schools that are getting bought. And with the purchase of said school, the company basically nulls all previous experience in that school. So, for example, if my mother had a, say, $100 a month raise because of her experience and the year she's been, if a private company bought that school, she'd start from zero and then build up to, again, 20 years of experience that could have given her a raise. So it all just, you know, it's also the purchase of schools by private companies can also affect the teachers directly by lowering their income. So yeah, she's mentioned, and she's at the beginning now her school's some kind of protected by a government official or something like that, because it's a special school. It's half ballet. They take ballet in the mornings, and then they take class in the afternoon. So, you know, it's a special school, and it's kind of protected. So for now, she's pretty you know, she's a little bit calm, but, you know, there's always a risk, like with other public schools. There are public schools that are actually good at math, sciences, that are getting privatized, so there's always a risk. Yeah, it's pretty sad.
All right. Have you, as her son, seen any direct negative consequences affecting your mother's emotional and mental health?
You know, a little bit indirectly, but because of the budget cuts, a lot of the employees that are getting hired often lack the experience or the expertise in the jobs that they're getting accepted at, and you know that indirectly transforms into more work for other co-workers, or just simply they're even doing bad work, incorrect work, which also reflects on their coworkers. And among those things, you know, my mother has had a few, two or three bad directors of the school, bad bosses, which can affect their mental health. And you know, the dynamic between teachers also is a very important thing that's not looked upon enough. You know, in difference to university, public school teachers and high school teachers are, they're together every single day, morning to afternoon. So yeah, they're together every single day, and the dynamic between teachers often goes unnoticed, and it's really important. You know, the dynamic between coworkers to the mental health. So yeah, I'd say that, especially in the years that the rumors were going around that they were gonna get sold or privatized, whatever. Her mental health, she was definitely not even pissed. She was just disappointed and sad that her sacrifice and her experience in the school would go unnoticed. But yeah, I'd say it took it was very, very hard for her at that time.
Okay, and how else has this affected your current living situation?
Well, I mean, since nothing concrete has happened, my living situation didn't have much of an effect. However, when the rumors were going around, which was like 4 or 5 years ago, we did start looking into other housing plans. Maybe even move to another part of the island, right? But other than that, we didn't really do anything concrete. We just thought about it, you know, considering that the rumors were going around, but thankfully, nothing happened, so for now, we're the same.
Okay. All right, thank you. And how else would you say that this has affected the ambiance or the feeling of your family when you're in your home, and in what sort of way? For example, let's say you feel more tension in the household.
Yeah, so I mean, like all situations, this obviously had ripple effects around her life. And you know, when I was just starting high school, so there was a lot more money that we had to put into school, right, etc. I was doing sports, my sister was doing sports, a little bit more money was being used. And you know, when there's rumors that we're gonna maybe even start losing money, it became a little bit hard on the house, and you know, I felt tension grew, and conversations were not like they were before. The communication wasn't that big in that part, and obviously I would eavesdrop sometimes in my parents, see what I can find out, you know, what was going on. But yeah, the tension definitely rose a little bit, and you could feel it. We didn't talk that much in the car. I was always in the car with my mom, you know, we traveled a lot. So, you know, it was noticeable, but nothing that hard in the family. It didn't have any lasting damages.
All right, and any other feelings that you could see? Maybe a lot of stress, probably, or a lot of disappointment, as you previously mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, when this started going on, my mom, she had a hard time sleeping. And then when she had to take us to school, you know, we'd often have like little fights in the car because she was sleepy. But you know, it puts you in a bad mood, etc. And I would get always late home from practice because of my with the volleyball and everything. So, yeah, little things could pile up and create discussions that we didn't need to have. But yeah, just secondary effects of the tension and all that. But yeah.